This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast on what I'm sure is a bleary Thursday morning for a lot of you who stayed up late watching an incredible Game 7 last night. Congratulations to all our Princeton fans in the Chicago area. A tremendous game last night, and hopefully a tremendous weekend of Princeton events coming up. On today's show, we will have John Lovett, the reigning FCS National Offensive Player of the Year, obviously coming off his 7-touchdown performance against Cornell last weekend. And we will have sophomore Carly Lund, the reigning ECAC Rookie of the Year for the women's hockey team, to talk about, you know, not only their first home games this season, but also a big weekend with a couple other events surrounding those games. We'll talk about that in a second. First, a reminder, you can subscribe to TigerCast by searching Princeton Tigers on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you subscribe, you'll get the weekly TigerCast as well as any other podcasts from Princeton Athletics. Also, looking ahead this weekend, we'll look at some of the bigger events before getting to our interviews. On Friday, as I mentioned, the home opener for women's hockey. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Men's hockey on the road. Women's volleyball, big road weekend for them. They're 10-0 in the league. Yale is 8-2 in the league. They play tomorrow night in New Haven. Princeton hasn't won at Yale since 2007. If the Tigers win Friday night, and that'll be on the Ivy League Digital Network and ESPN3, if they win Friday night, they'll clinch at least a share of the title, and they'll need one win in their last three matches to clinch the outright title and a trip back to the NCAA tournament. If they lose at Yale Friday night, they'll still be ahead in the league, but they'll have a one-match lead on Yale with three to go. So we're talking about either a title or, you know, a lot of tension over those final three matches. So a big one there. Saturday, a lot of home events, the Penn Princeton weekend on campus starts at noon, field hockey, 12, also 12 o'clock football at Powers Field, 4 o'clock men's soccer, and 7 o'clock women's soccer, senior day for those teams. Women's ice hockey will be home at 3 o'clock. The men's ice hockey team is making the long St. Lawrence Clarkson trip. They'll play Friday night and Saturday as well. Other teams in action, including water polo, tennis, fencing, women's swimming making its season debut, wrestling making its season debut at the Virginia Tech Open, and also Brett Harner in the All-Star Classic Saturday night. So a lot going on. As always, follow GoPrincetonTigers.com. Follow PU Tigers on Twitter to stay up to date. All right, let's get to our interviews and the featured events of the weekend for TigerCast. And it's going to start with the big, big football game. Saturday at noon, American Sports Network, so check your local listings. Certainly in the Philadelphia area, I know it's on the Comcast Sportsnet, so right in the middle of Penn Princeton country, but also several other areas. You can find them later Thursday on PU Tigers, but you know, this is it. This is certainly a game, and you know, the loss to Harvard a couple weeks ago puts Princeton in a position that even if they win this game, they're going to need some help. But this is a very good Penn team. They'll play Harvard next week. If Princeton wins this game, you know, then they just need to hope that Penn can knock off Harvard. Harvard has a couple other games, home against Columbia, home against Yale. So certainly that road game at Penn would be the toughest. But look, none of this matters if Princeton can't take care of business Saturday against Penn. You know, it's a matchup that features really some of the standout offensive performers in the league. John Lovett, obviously, for Princeton. You know, Chad Kanoff, I don't think, certainly doesn't have the same numbers that some of the other quarterbacks do. And a lot of that is because, you know, they get inside the 10 and you know, it's John Lovett time. But, you know, terrific game for Kanoff last weekend. For Penn, you know, they'll have the wide receiver Justin Watson, who's just been incredible this year, but also Alec Torgerson, the quarterback, who was terrific against Princeton last year, Trey Solomon. You know, some really exciting offensive performers, and thus puts a lot of the onus on the two defenses to contain as best you can. I don't think you're going to see anybody, you know, stopping these teams completely. The weather looks pretty good. You know, that Harvard game a couple weeks ago with all the wind and the rain, you know, I think that probably neutralized the offenses a little bit. I don't think that'll be an issue Saturday. It was a great game last year at Penn. You know, it was a game that Princeton played without John Lovett, without Rohan Hilton, without Kurt Haluba, without Ty Desiree. All those players will be available this weekend. Certainly, that's a big help for the Tigers. But their backs are against the wall. You know, they were against the wall last weekend, and we saw how that they responded against Cornell. This is certainly another level up. That's a Penn team that's won 10 straight Ivy League games. It's going to come into Princeton Stadium with a ton of confidence, and deservedly so for the way they've played. But, you know, you're going to see a pretty confident Princeton team as well. You know, they have played really well, maybe outside of, you know, the first half against Harvard over the last 6 weeks. And I'm really expecting something fun. Again, it's a noon start on Saturday. You can see it on the American Sports Network, on the Ivy League Digital Network. Listen on 103.3 FM, WPRB. And let's hear from really one of the standout performers in the nation last weekend. The man who threw for four touchdowns, ran two, caught one against Cornell. It's junior quarterback John Lovett.
John, let's go back to last Saturday before, you know, we move ahead to Penn Week. You know, you've had games where you've scored multiple touchdowns, and I know you that statistics is not what you're all about, but at some point in that game, were you thinking, man, I've been a part of a lot of these touchdowns, like, this is unusual?
Yeah, I was definitely excited to be a part of, you know, a lot of our touchdowns as an offense. I just think it was great for our offense to finally put a complete game together as a whole. So whatever I can do to contribute, I was so happy to be able to do that. But overall, I was more excited that we were able to put up 56 points. And even, you know, at the end of the game in the fourth quarter when we had guys in, and then our freshman Ryan quickly was able to get a 50-yard touchdown run, like stuff like that is what it's really all about.
You've made your presence felt in the red zone over 2 years. You know, the touchdown that really interested me was the one, you know, from your own 5-yard line. You know, as a quarterback, and a lot of times offenses will get conservative, and even I was thinking, you know, maybe you would just kind of keep it and run and, you know, see if you can get a first down. On a play like that, are you seeing that the defense is, you know, they look like they were coming after you kind of full blitz type play? Could you see that, and were you feeling like if I can put it in the right zone, you know, right spot, we can make a big play out of it?
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. We obviously every week we game plan for the opponent on the following Saturday. So with Cornell coming up, we had a big tip on them for when they were going to bring corner fire, and you know, obviously Coach Perry did a great job of putting us in the right position, and they ended up bringing corner fire as well as pressure from the strong side of the field. So it was definitely, you know, had to buy some time, but then, you know, the rest was obviously Zah making a great play, and the offensive line did a great job of blocking.
So we look ahead, and I got to go back with you because you had, you know, such a big start to the season last year, and then this was the point this week where, you know, we kind of realized that the injury you had suffered against Cornell was going to keep you out the rest of that season, and those were such big games, Penn, Yale, Dartmouth. How difficult were those 3 weeks for you? You know, just personally, having to watch those games and kind of the way they unfolded, how tough was that for you?
Yeah, it was definitely incredibly, incredibly difficult, especially when, you know, you're a competitor and you want to be out there helping your team and you want to be there for your team in any way that you can be. So to not be able to be out on the field for those three games was not a happy feeling. But I'm very excited that I've gotten to this point in the season and I'm still healthy, so just knocking on wood and just pray to God I keep staying healthy.
Have you changed anything about either, you know, because you're in so many plays and you take so many hits, have you changed anything to kind of protect yourself a little bit better? Or, you know, is it the extra year of you know, off-season work kind of help? Or is it, you know, I assume it's also just kind of you have to get a little lucky and not have, you know, your ankle rolled or something. But have you done anything differently that you feel like has contributed to staying healthy at this point?
I just think our preparation as a team for as far as working out in the off season with Coach Gallucci and having another full year in college to mature and have my body get stronger and get healthy from and recover from the previous season definitely played a role. So coming into camp, I felt very healthy. And then also just, obviously try to limit taking big hits as much as possible, but definitely taking a lot of runs in the red zone. That there's really no way around that. So I think that, definitely just some bit of luck as far as, not getting hurt.
Absolutely. All right. So let's go to Penn. And, people are going to look at this game and talk about, the offensive standouts on both teams. But obviously, you're not going against Justin Watson and Alec Torgerson and Trey Solomon. You're going against a Penn defense that, probably has gotten a little bit overlooked because of what their offense has done. But, if you look at them, they seem like a very sound a defense. A couple of standouts, linebacker, cornerback, but a defense that really seems like it keeps people in front of them, doesn't allow big plays, and it just gets off the field.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been studying hard all week, watching film, and Penn definitely has a lot of talented players on defense, and they're extremely well coached. So it's going to be a test for us as an offense to keep our momentum going from Cornell last week and come into our home turf on Saturday against Penn and just, establish our offense and execute the game plan as best as we possibly can.
You obviously had a game similar to this, a couple weeks ago with Harvard in terms of just stakes and what is on the line. And, obviously you don't have full control of your own destiny, but certainly if you win this game, you stay right there. How do you make sure you get off to a bigger start? I don't know if you were a little tight as a team, the start of that Harvard game, but you just looked so loose and free last weekend. How do you kind of carry that over to make sure that even in a game as high stakes, this offense, it clicks when you're loose and you're moving quickly? How do you make sure you start that way again this week?
Yeah, I agree. As an offense, I think the most important thing is to just trust the process and trust our commitment to each other and, all the work we've put in since as far back as spring ball of last year and leading up into camp and then this whole season, we've been working really hard. So it's important for us to, not let a game, obviously each game in the Ivy League, it's a marathon. So, it's a sprint, not a marathon, I'm sorry. So each game is just as important as the next. But, when you're playing a team that's ahead of you in conference, it definitely has some more meaning on the line. So as an offense, we just need to calm down and execute our game plan the way we did last week. And I think that, we have a successful result.
Now we'll turn our attention to the Princeton women's hockey team and talk to the reigning ECAC Rookie of the Year, Carly Lund. Princeton is 3-0-1 this season. Last weekend opened ECAC play with a road win at Brown and then rallied late to get a 1-1 tie at Yale. So a 3-point road weekend to start their ECAC season, a really nice sign for a Princeton team that's coming off an Ivy League title last year and a trip back to the NCAA postseason. So really a terrific year for Princeton, and they'll celebrate that Ivy League title Friday night with their banner ceremony. Friday's a 6 p.m. start against St. Lawrence. And then on Saturday, a 3 o'clock start against Clarkson is going to be Denna Lang Day at Baker Rink. And certainly if you've followed Princeton women's hockey over the last 5 years, the name Denna Lang. Even last year, her tragic accident at the women's New Year's Classic in Boston, just a terrible injury that she suffered, and her resilience and the way she has rehabbed with such incredible positive energy. I mean, you can just see it in any post or any time she's been interviewed. It's just been incredible to watch, and she'll be at Baker Rink, and you can help raise some money for a rehab process that's going to be very challenging and very expensive. So this is something that's very important to Jeff Campersall and this women's hockey program. But beyond that, there's two games, and they're important games against two teams that are undefeated in the ECAC in St. Lawrence and Clarkson. And, talk about this with Carly Lund on this interview, but people start to really tune in to those ECAC standings late January, early February. Where are we going to stand? can we get home ice? All of that. And but these games matter just as much. And you have two home games against teams that, you know, are going to play probably a big factor in those standings. You got a St. Lawrence team that knocked Princeton out in a thrilling quarterfinal series last year in the ECAC. So I think it's going to be a really exciting weekend. A lot going on off the ice, but certainly a lot going on the ice. And one of the key contributors for Princeton certainly will be the 2016 ECAC Rookie of the Year. Let's hear from her right now. It's Carly Lund.
Carly, I know you're building off, you know, such an exciting freshman season, both for you and then for the team as well. You know, you're the ECAC Rookie of the Year and a finalist for you know, top forward in the league. But, you know, the team success, getting to the NCAA tournament, you know, winning the Ivy League, how much do you feel like all the success that happened last year that you were able to build on already this season?
Yeah, I mean, the success last year was great. We haven't been to the tournament in 10 years. And so just to get back there was amazing. And to win the Ivies was amazing. So I think this year we're really trying to, like, have the same goals and even go beyond them, because we have such a big, like, returning class, and the seniors are a huge class. So they all have the same expectations of us to get back to the tournament, win the Ivies again. So all throughout the preseason, our practices have been very intense because we're all working towards that goal again. And just so to have those seniors just want to see us succeed so much in, and have everyone else on the team want the same thing, we've really been working our hardest, and we're still trying to figure a few things out. But I think so far we've done a pretty good job of at least getting us to the position where we do have the chance this year to even do even better than we did last year.
So the success that you had last year, has it either changed how you feel, you know, your own expectations of yourself in terms of, you know, are they raised, or does it all feel a little bit more realistic, a little bit more achievable because, you know, you've already gone through the process, you've gone to the NCAAs, you've won the Ivy League? Does it feel like, you know, however high the goals are, we can achieve them?
Yeah, I definitely feel like all the goals that our team has made this year are definitely achievable. We have similar goals from last year, like winning the Ivies, making it to the NCAA tournament, and winning ECAC. And it's definitely more real this year, just knowing that we did it last year. I think sometimes teams set those goals just because that's like everyone's goal is to make to the tournament, but just us doing that last year makes it way more realistic, and we know that we can get there. So we're definitely trying to push for those goals and do even better than we did last year, because we know that we are good enough to make it that far.
How about you personally? And maybe it's hard to remember where you were, you know, at this point 12 months ago, but in terms of just comfort in the offense, comfort in the system, like, how much further ahead do you feel like you are right now than you were last year? And last year, as I mentioned, you know, you were the Rookie of the Year in the ECAC and the Ivy League. Do you feel a lot further along right now?
Yeah, I do. I think last year I relied a lot just on, like, my offensive instincts, and just I really fed off my line mates too. But now coming in this year, I feel more comfortable just with our systems. I've really been trying to work on, like, my defensive zone, because I think that's the part of the game I need to work on most. And just all throughout last year and throughout the summer, I've really just tried to focus on getting in better shape, getting better conditions so I can be a more complete player. And so, yeah, coming in this year and right now, I feel more comfortable with just my, like, overall fitness level and my understanding of, like, how you have to play in college to get things to work. So, I mean, hopefully I'll see the same success this year and even surpass it.
Your team's off to a nice 3-0-1 start. Now you get a couple of home games against some really high-level teams in St. Lawrence and Clarkson, both unbeaten in ECAC play. And, you know, everybody looks at the standings in late January and early February, but, you know, these games matter just as much as those do, and you can really put yourself in a good position in the league this weekend. How exciting, A, is it to face teams of this level, and also to get back to Baker Rink and to play in front of your home fans?
Yeah, I think this weekend will be super exciting. Last year, Clarkson and St. Lawrence are both great teams. They're having a great start this year, like you said. I think the St. Lawrence game will be even more exciting, mainly because they're the team that knocked us out of the playoffs last year, so there's still a lot of competition between us. And so there are going to be two huge games. Like you said, there are home openers, so it's going to be our first game back at Baker, which is going to be super nice after having the road trips. And I think everyone on our team is just super excited to play them. They're going to be really fast-paced games, and in order for us to have success against them, we're going to have to work our hardest and just be the best, show up and do the best that we can. But they're definitely going to be hard games, and if we can come out with a win over both teams, we're setting ourselves up for a very good position to be at the top of the ECAC again this year.
Saturday, I know, is also Dental Lang Day at Baker Rink. I know, you know, you never got a chance to play with her, but, you know, you were around the team last year when her injury occurred, and how the team interacted with her, and how much she's been an inspiration, not only to your team, but to, you know, young girl, you know, female and male hockey players in general. Can you just talk about kind of what she seems to mean to Princeton women's hockey, and how special it is to have a day like Saturday where you can, you know, honor her, but also help her with her recovery?
Yeah, I think it's amazing that we have that we're hosting this for her. I mean, last year when the injury happened, I saw how much it devastated the people on the team that had the chance to play with her and how affected they were. So obviously she had such an enormous impact on them and was just a great teammate and role model to all of them. So I think anything that we can do to try to help her with her recovery is amazing. And just by watching some of the videos that she's posted or that other people have posted, I can just tell that she's a great person. I mean, she always has a smile on her face throughout this recovery process. So being able to host this game in honor of her and to try to help her get back and get through her recovery is truly an honor. I know she means so much to people on the team and to our coaches and to Princeton in general. So it's going to be a great day to try to support her.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.